Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, and as we're only halfway through January, I feel totally justified in wishing you a happy, and I sincerely hope, COVID-free New Year. Well, for my first programme of 2022, very definitely a selection from the archives this week, with various combinations of instruments and players, all of which appeared during the early days of The Organist Entertains, and by that I mean the early 1970s. Now, most of the organs and organists are sadly no longer with us, but we start with someone who most definitely is, I'm very pleased to say, namely John Mann. On the 19th of February 1970, John could be heard at the console of an interesting instrument, a three-manual ten-rank Compton, which was opened by Reginald Dixon in the Prince's Theatre, Shaftesbury Avenue, in London in 1933. Now, for some unknown reason, it was removed after only 1 year and reinstalled in the Plaza, later the Granada, in Sutton, Surrey. And obviously the organ was still in situ when these recordings were made. Well, here's John with the Merrymakers Dance from the Edward German light operetta Nell Gwynn. Music by Edward German, as played by John Mann on the Granada Sutton Compton. Well, this organ ended up in a private residence, but another very fine instrument by the same builder is still in its original home, namely the Gaumont, Odeon, and now the Apollo in Hammersmith. Although the organ was restored a few years ago, it doesn't get much use, I'm afraid, one of the main reasons being, I understand, the cost of hiring the venue. Anyway, in 1973, the unique Reginald Porter Brown recorded some items for The Organist Entertains, including one of his own novelty compositions, Cheeky Chappie.
Thank you.
Reginald Porter Brown at the Odeon Hammersmith Four Manual Compton. Now, many people will know that the ex-Gaumont Finchley Compton lived for many years in the Plough Inn at Great Mundon, a tiny village in the heart of the Hertfordshire countryside. Well, so many organists played at the Plough, and quite a few of them on many occasions. I can certainly recall numerous convivial evenings there, possibly one or two which were perhaps a shade too convivial, but we had some wonderful and memorable times there. Well, a resident organist at the Plough for a while was a fine musician in the form of Alec Leader, who brings us this great arrangement of the Chattanooga Choo Choo. The Plough Great Mundon Compton in the very capable hands of Alec Leader. Well, here are two more superb arrangements which are very typical of the playing style of the individuals concerned, and I'm linking them together as they both feature the same instrument, another organ still in its original home, but sadly fairly inaccessible at the moment. It's one of the superb three-manual eight-rank Series 2 Granada Wurlitzers, this being the one in what was the Granada Harrow, played first of all by Vic Hammett with a great version of that old classic Tangerine, and he's followed by Brian Rodwell with a typical jazz styling of Put on a Happy Face. Vic Hammett first of all. Thank you. Vic Hammett and Brian Rodwell in that order, Tangerine and Put on a Happy Face, both played on the Granada Harrow Wurlitzer. Well, the sounds of a very fine Christie now, namely the instrument from the Rialto, later the Granada Enfield, which in 1971 went to live in the Farnborough residence of Tony Manning. Another excellent musician in the form of Bobby Pagan was heard playing it in October 1979, and a short selection from My Fair Lady. Bobby Pagan at the console of the Tony Manning residence, Christie. Now, George Blackmore was always delighted whenever he was asked to record the Wurlitzer of the Ritz ABC Cinema in Luton, because it was just round the corner from where he lived. He was ideal for demonstrating the capabilities of the Wurlitzer, as you can hear now in this sparkling arrangement of Waldteufel's Valse España. Thank you. Waltz Espagne, as played on the Ritz ABC Luton Wurlitzer by George Blackmore. Well, I hope you won't mind if I round things off this time at the console of the ex-Empress Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. During the period it was BBC Theatre Organ No. 3 and installed in the Corporation's Playhouse Studios in the Hume district of Manchester. As I've mentioned before, I played this organ on countless occasions in the 70s and 80s, and this item comes from one of the Organist Entertained sessions I recorded there in 1979, a combination of If I Had a Hammer and the Sammy Davis Jr. hit A Lot of Livin' to Do. Yours truly at the BBC Playhouse Studios in Manchester, and a couple of pop classics. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the music. I'll be back with you on February the 10th, and I hope you'll be able to join Damon next week when he'll be bringing you his own selection of favourites. But in the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, all the best, and bye-bye.